Can I place an order for delivery on Monday, please?
Of course. Have you ordered flowers with us before?
Nope. I'm calling from out of state. It's my first time.
What's your phone number?
My phone number is 212-249-3797.
Your first name?
My first name is Tim.
And your last name, Tim?
It's Campbell, like the soup. C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
It's 500 East 77th Street. And there's an apartment number. It's 27K, like kite. And it's New York, New York, 10021.
Perfect. And what's a good email address for you, Tim?
You can use my name, so it's tim_campbell1929@gmail.com.
Alrighty, and who are we going to be sending these to on Monday?
So I'm sending them to my future mother-in-law. I'm actually meeting her for the first time, so I want to make an impression. And I'm coming out to your neck of the woods over the weekend, so I thought it might be nice if I get some flowers there. I'm not seeing her until Monday night, so I thought it might be nice if I get some flowers there on Monday.
Yeah, like before you go over there?
Yes.
Not a problem. What is her name?
Her name is Julie, J-U-L-I-E, and the last name is Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Hey, that's my name. What's Julie's phone number by chance? Do you have that?
I don't, but I'll get that and I'll call you back.
Okay, not a problem. What's her address?
It's 20.
You got it. We wanted these delivered on Monday. And what do you want to say on the card message to Judy? Or to Julie?
Let's just say, looking forward to finally meeting you. I've been engaged to her daughter for over a year now. But it's a long story. Looking forward to finally meeting you. And just put, actually, just sign it, your future son-in-law.
You got it. Your future son. That's not a hyphen. There we go. Alrighty. And what kind of an arrangement did you want to send to Julie?
I'm not quite sure. I just, you know, I want it to be nice. I want it to look good. Beyond that, you know, flowers really aren't my thing, so I'm hoping you could help me out.
Okay, you got it. So what we can do is that everything we have on our website is going to be like Valentine's Day, so we have like a lot of rose arrangements, a lot of nice stuff on there. Or we can even set up to be like a designer's choice if you like, if we want more of like a tall, bright, and cheerful designer's choice or like a modern themed designer's choice to a price point. We can always do something like that too.
Okay, wow, that's lots of options. Well, I definitely don't want it to have a Valentine feeling. I know that you're working on that now, so maybe something that has kind of a maybe more of a spring feeling to it, I think, would be good.
You got it. So we're going to do a spring arrangement. Are there any specific flowers or colors you want to see in it?
No, I'll leave that to you.
Okay. You got it. And then what price range would you like that in?
I've never ordered from your store before, so I have no idea of how your flower arrangements are priced or sized. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So usually, like, our dozen roses is going to be $49.95, but of course, with the Valentine's Day, it's $59.95. So that's a pretty decent-sized arrangement. I would say for this one in particular, maybe, like, $100 to $125.
Okay. And how big would that be?
That would stand probably about 2 feet tall, pretty wide.
Okay.
And then I could have them be, like, higher-priced flowers, too. That way it's not just, like, a bunch of carnations and, like,
sure. Sure. Okay. No, that sounds good. I think you're hearing me. You understand what I need to get done. That's good.
Yeah. And then we'll pin there. Let's see. We'll do no carnation.
I'm going to leave it up to you. I mean, whatever flowers look best, they can use them. But I think $125 sounds like a good price.
Okay, you got it. And after tax and delivery fee, it's going to come to $149.45.
Okay. Tell me this. Is there anything else that would be appropriate to add? I don't want to add a balloon, but I'm thinking maybe if we did like an upgraded vase or just something that I can make more of an impression on her, kind of more of that wow factor.
Absolutely. So we have, of course, like the latex and the Mylar balloons. We offer boxes of chocolate that we can do and stuffed animals.
Okay. How about a box of chocolates? Is it premium chocolate? I don't want, you know, the kind of regular chocolate I could get at the grocery store. I want to get something higher end.
They're going to be Godiva chocolates.
Okay, that'll work. Why don't we include a box of those then?
You got it. We can do a four-piece, or so we can do a small box for $9.95, a medium box for $19.95, and then a large box for $29.95.
A large box would be good.
You got it. Alrighty, Tim. So then after that, it's going to come to $181.89.
Okay, wonderful. The only problem is I realize I left my credit card in my car. Can you hold this order and I literally am going to run down, grab it, and call you back in 10 minutes?
Yeah, not a problem. I'll go ahead and I'll keep it up on my screen for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.